My question, I'm curious about the timeline of Satan, like from beginning to end. Like, at what point does he go bad? At, you know, his fall. I've heard Peter Ruckman. Peter Ruckman talks about him in fallen from heaven, and then at some point during the tribulation period, of course, he's pre-trib, but then he falls from the second heaven, and then he's cast down to earth. I don't know. It's weird, but you get into a lot of strange doctrines. Like in the beginning, you get into start getting into gap theory and a mm-hmm. bunch of strange doctrines. And then towards the end, you know, like Ruckman starts getting into some bizarre doctrines and stuff like that. And I was wondering if you had anything that just talked about that timeline, you know, like at what point does he fall? What, at what point, like obviously he deceived Eve in the garden, you know, so I don't know.
Well, I don't really have a video that's like a one-stop shop on that subject. It's actually a great idea for a sermon. But I'll just give it to you in a nutshell. And first of all, I would say to avoid anything from Peter Ruckman because he is a false teacher. And like you keep using the word strange, that's the best word to describe his doctrines. Because and the Bible
right,
says we should
agree.
Should not be carried about with strange and divers in strange doctrines.
Right, I agree totally
yeah.
with that.
So yeah. Let me give you a timeline here. You know, I believe that Satan was created in the original creation week because I don't think that there was anything before that. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. I mean, that's the beginning right there. And I believe that he created all things that are in both the heaven and the earth in that creative act that took place over the course of those 6 days. So I believe that the devil was created in the beginning, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, along with everything else. There's no gap because if you look at Exodus 20 verse 11, it's clear that there's no gap. And I believe that Satan went bad when he came down to the earth and tempted, you know, Eve with the forbidden fruit, because that's when you see God cursing him and turning on him and basically rebuking him. So I believe that that was his sinful act. You know, he wanted to be like God and he wanted to take the place of God. And so he wants to be the one to tell man what to do and to, you know, take control of man's life or become an authority figure in man's life. And you know, deny what God's telling them to do and get them on his own agenda, okay? So as far as the devil being cast out of heaven, the devil still has not been cast out of heaven. Because even when we see, you know, the book of Job, he's going to and fro in the earth, walking up and down in it, and then he is in heaven talking to God. And it talks about him being cast out of heaven in Revelation chapter number 12, and that hasn't happened yet. That's in the future yet. And when he is cast out, he knows he only has a really short time, and so he goes out to persecute the woman. And the timeline is given there of the 7 years, because there's the 1260 days and the 1290 days and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the one verse that people would point to try to say, hey, the devil's already been cast out of heaven, is when Jesus sends out the apostles in the book of Luke, and they go out and perform miracles, and they come back and tell Jesus about all the great things that they've done and how even the devils were subject to them. Jesus makes the statement, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. But just because Jesus says, I saw Satan fall from heaven, you know, that could be Jesus seeing that into the future, as is clearly laid out in Revelation 12. Because obviously, you know, people see things, especially God, you know, he knows the end from the beginning, and he speaks about the things which be not as though they were. So he can prophetically say, I beheld, you know, Satan fall from heaven. Because he clearly falls from heaven at the beginning of the tribulation. That's what starts the tribulation, according to what we read in Revelation 12. So that's what
okay,
I believe.
Okay, cool. Now, yep. I mean... Yeah, no, that sounds right. That makes perfect sense. And really, I think the falling from heaven, I wasn't as curious as much about that as I was at what point did it go bad, and then you kind of explained that at the point that he deceived Eve was the point that you believe that he basically went bad.
I mean, the Bible doesn't give us a lot of detail, but I mean, it had to have been real early on because he hadn't been around that long.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. All right, brother. Well, I thank you.
Yep. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Have a good one.